Back in 2017, the CD title track was West Wind, and that is the first CD that you came out with so far, and you're retired, at least from chiropractic at this point. So give us a clue why you had to wait. I mean, you're doing music for decades and decades. Were you gigging on weekends? Were you doing any of that?
I was, but not on a real regular basis. I always felt that if you're really going to do music professionally, it demands more time than I could dedicate to it when I was in professional life as a chiropractor. Running a business, all that type of thing, is terribly time demanding, and I think music for an audience demands more than a casual approach. So once I retired, I was able to dedicate that time to it. And then when I decided to at least cut a demo or something, people started falling into place around me. I played a gig with Peter Phippen. We shared a billing with his protege, Victoria Shoemaker, and mentioned that I was getting ready to do this demo. And Peter approached me a little bit later and said, why don't you do it upright? Let's talk about recording these things out at Skyline Studio, where Ivar Linde is the owner and does production out there. That's in Eau Claire. Peter ended up producing the album. He played bass for me on a number of cuts. Victoria played flutes. And
in particular, on that first cut we listened to, West Wind,
yes,
that beautiful lead-in on flute, that's Victoria Shoemaker.
It is, and she did an absolutely beautiful job on that.
But he was playing bass.
He was playing bass. When she recorded that, that actually brought tears to my eyes, because that was what I had been hearing for a long, long time that the song wanted, and she just nailed it down. It was great. John LeBrun, who is a local percussionist, did all the percussion work on the CD. And then others made their input as well. Ed Willett on cello from the Big Top Chautauqua, and Bruce Burnside as well from the Big Top made their input in instrument, and Bruce helped with some production. A number of wonderful singers from the area, kind of a cast too numerous to mention practically.
But they were all there for Oil in the Water, weren't they?
They were.
So were these friends of yours all along the way? I mean, I'm not sure if folk music and chiropractic work mix, just like Oil and Water.
Well, I'd always kept track of that. I've been hanging out with the Big Top folks for 30 years, knew most of them up there, and so we had been friends. And while I wasn't doing music in a big way, I was always doing music. So travels up to hear shows and meet people there and all.
Do you have any songs that you've written about chiropractic? I mean, it seems that when it occupies such a big portion of your life, there must have been something.
Well, somebody already wrote them dry bones. So I, no, actually, I have not. And it's probably not a bad idea now that you mention it.
Them bones are going to rise again.
Yeah.
Which is what you hope to,
exactly.
Each time you put somebody on the table.
Yeah, try not to let them become dry bones.
Well, do share another song with us for your Song of the Soul. What's up next, Randy?